The Middle East ceasefire may be hanging by a thread, but the blockade of shipping to the Strait of Hormuz seems to be holding. That would be the U.S. blockade of the strait, which replaced Iran's blockade starting Monday. The U.S. Navy says it has been fully implemented. President Donald Trump continues to say the U.S. war, dubbed Operation Epic Fury, is going well. He spoke Wednesday in a Fox Business Network interview, where he was asked if the war is ending.
I think it's close to over, yeah. I mean, I view it as very close to over. You know what? If I pulled up stakes right now, it would take them 20 years to rebuild that country. And we're not finished. We'll see what happens. I think they want to make a deal very badly.
After all Trump's recent talk about U.S. military superiority and victories, the White House is now signaling a shift to more economic efforts. Scott Bessent is the Trump administration's Treasury Secretary.
Yesterday, we announced Operation Economic Fury, and we, for over a year, we have had maximum pressure on the Iranians, both on blocking payments into the Iranian state and going after the accounts of the IRGC.
He also announced secondary sanctions on those who buy Iranian oil. He likens it to the financial equivalent of a bombing campaign.
We have told countries that if you are buying Iranian oil, that if Iranian money is sitting in your banks, we are now willing to apply secondary sanctions, which is a very stern measure. And the Iranians should know that this is going to be the financial equivalent of what we saw in the kinetic activities.
Those sanctions are likely to especially hit China, which before the war bought more than 80% of Iran's shipped oil. Iran has threatened to block shipping in the Persian Gulf, the Sea of Oman, and the Red Sea if the U.S. does not lift its blockade. Back in the U.S., Republican lawmakers have largely lined up in support of Trump's war. Senate Democrats forced a vote Wednesday on a war powers measure that would have called for the U.S. to withdraw its forces until Congress authorizes action. The Republican majority in the Senate blocked the measure, but it did give lawmakers an opportunity to speak out on the war. Senator Dick Durbin is a Democrat from Illinois.
There comes a time when the American people have to decide whether we're going to war. That time should have been months ago, before the invasion of Iran. Now the American families are living with the consequences when they pay for the gasoline at record prices. It's time for us to have a meaningful debate, a constitutional debate, as to whether or not we're going to continue this war in Iran.
Democrat Peter Welch is a senator from Vermont.
The president wanted the Strait of Hormuz to be open, and he's closed, and it's resulting in an incredible expense for everyday Americans. It's a dead-end policy, extend the ceasefire.
On the other side of the aisle, Republican Roger Marshall of Kansas says the military needs our support, and he's asking Americans to hang in there with us.
The only people in the world that are helping the Iranians right now are the Democrats.
Wednesday's vote marks the fourth time Republicans have blocked similar resolutions. Democrats say they'll keep putting it up for a vote. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut thinks the GOP is going to pay a political price.
Republicans are going to be held accountable now and in November for their unquestioning support for a war of impulse and illusion that is costing Americans literally billions of dollars.
Democrats are also speaking out or taking action in other forums. In the House of Representatives, Democrats will introduce no fewer than 5 articles of impeachment against Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, accusing him, among other things, of war crimes in the Iran war. And in a Senate Foreign Relations hearing Wednesday, Democrat Tim Kaine of Virginia blasted the war, along with President Trump's decision to end a nuclear agreement that President Barack Obama had signed with Iran.
Our allies said it was working. The International Atomic Energy Agency said it was working. President Trump's first secretaries of defense and state, Mattis and Tillerson, urged him to stay in the deal, that it was working. The president tore it up. And what I find tragic is we have service members now losing their lives because the United States destroyed a diplomatic deal. When you make diplomacy impossible, you make war inevitable.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.